Everyone and welcome to an all new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back,
starting off with laughs.
Yes, I am Kirsten here with.
It's so funny that you said that because I was literally listening to episodes earlier this week and I was like, we never introduce.
We
don't. Ourselves.
We just start. Hey. Welcome to the podcast. We're back. All right. How was your week?
Like hashtag IYKYK. But I am Deja.
Thank you.
Yes.
How has your week been?
Gosh, long.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's tough when you come back from. You know, it's tough when you come back from a 4-day week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week before that for me was a 3-day week. Mm-hmm. And so this was the first 5-day week I've had in a long time. And my, it feels like eternity. A struggle.
Yep.
Eternity.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, I was like, bitch, is it Wednesday? On Wednesday, I thought it was Thursday. And on Thursday, I thought it was Friday. Today, I was like, thank you, Jesus.
I know that feeling. The struggle be real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was good. The highlight, I guess you could say. If it's a highlight, not really sure. But I feel like somehow this week, our home has turned into a dog park.
That's a highlight?
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of not.
Okay.
But, girl, so I watch our cameras a lot more ever since we had peeping fucking car Tom.
Yeah, I do too.
Right.
Because
I just be looking for activities. Yeah. And like, did anything spark some motion?
Yeah.
And so the other night I was lying in my bed and, what cued me off to look was we have a storm light that's motion generated by like our bedroom and it'll come on at different times, which it can be generated by the slightest thing, like wind and stuff. Yeah. But it kept coming on and off and on, which usually means it's something out there.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh, let me see. Based on that light, I never assume it's a person. I assume it's an animal.
Mm-hmm.
But I go and look on the camera, and it's two dogs. Okay?
Okay.
Two dogs, domestic looking. They look healthy. They look well fed.
Okay.
No collars, though.
Okay.
And they are clearly buds.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
so
they hang.
Yeah, like, they look like they're having the time of their life out on the street. That they're playing, pissing, marking their territory. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm just going to let Tyrell know, like, hey, there's been some dogs, so keep a lookout.
Yeah.
The next day, I think it was either the next day or 2 days later, I am working.
Okay.
And sure enough, I see Beavis and Butthead.
They back.
Trotting this time in the middle of the day by my window. Also, again, having the time of their life, just trotting around, playing with each other. Hey, yeah, we're back in that yard. One looks like it's about to take a crap, so I go outside to try and get them to come over because I'm like, who do y'all fucking belong to?
Right,
y'all don't look homeless.
Yeah,
the fact that it's two of y'all and you seem very well acquainted makes me feel like you belong to the same person.
Yeah,
but. One had like ran in the woods a little bit and then the other one's looking at me. I'm looking at her. I'm like, come here.
Yeah.
And she's just looking at me and eventually they just trot off the other way. And so I'm like, okay, y'all be careful.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to get pictures of them that time.
Okay.
So I posted to the Mableton group and sure enough, it's my neighbor. First of all, the whole way it went down was funny. So you've got your dog lovers that are in the comments like,
oh my gosh,
hopefully someone claims them.
If not, I'll help.
Put them in every other neighborhood source that there ever existed on this planet.
Yes. Yes.
I'm like, okay. So this girl comments, they look like my brother's dog. They get out a lot. That's it. That's like it, all she said. So I'm like, okay, well, that's comforting to know, like, they hopefully belong to your brother.
Right.
Now, where he lives in Mableton,
right.
I don't fucking know.
Right.
He eventually comes on and is like, oh, yeah, those are my girls. One's a girl, one's a boy. Like, Lily and whatever. They're tricksters. They get out all the time. Basically.
Okay.
So I'm just like, all right, well, I'm glad they have a home. And he lives not far from me.
Because
he's like, I live at Stroud and Bonanza. And I'm like, oh, okay, sounds good. I feel like a lot of these people know me and Cardi.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I posted the pictures, he probably was like, oh, that's that house with the dog. Which I think is what's drawing some of these dogs
to our house.
But nonetheless, he's super chill. And I'm like, all right, well, as long as they have a home. He was like, yeah, they'd be all right. They'll always make their way back when they're ready. When they're ready.
When is that?
When they're ready. Girl, this other girl gets in the group in the comments to him.
Uh-oh.
At him. You need to do something about your dogs.
Girl.
When they ready, like, take care of your animals. Put a collar on them. I was like, oh, Lord, it's not my business. So
right.
I'm not going to say anything as long as they're taken care of.
Yeah.
We're just going to hope for the best. Yeah. So that was that. Today.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot. Kind of in the dog family, the night before these animals showed up, I hear barking outside in like 1 a.m. high-pitched bark. Sounds like a small dog.
Yeah.
What the hell? I open up my window. Girl, it's a coyote.
Just out
scooting, barking at something and scooting through the yard. So I Google coyote barking because I'm like,
I feel like it wouldn't go to a coyote.
Sure
and it
enough,
does.
Their barks are like super high pitched.
Huh.
It's very strange.
That is strange.
So that kicked off this whole thing.
Okay.
Today I'm working
mm-hmm.
and I see this little thing run into my driveway.
Okay.
And in like my little walkway. I said, now what the hell? Who the hell are you? This a little thing.
Okay.
Chihuahua looking thing.
Okay.
I go outside looking for him. He's scared of me.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at me. I'm like, come here. He runs off the other day, but he didn't look as comfortable as the other ones did. He looked like he was lost. Like he was trying. And
he's trying to get
little. Yeah. I'm like, Lord Jesus, what's going on?
Tayshia.
What's going on? He also, but I went back and watched the camera from when he was in the walkway. He pissing too, marking his territory. I'm like, I'm sick of it. This is why Cardi has to spend 10 minutes sniffing in the morning because there's shit going on out here that we don't know about.
Yes.
So, yeah, apparently I run a damn dog park.
You do.
He came back around later, too, just running up the street. I was like,
where are you going?
Y'all put collars on your dogs. Keep them in their house.
The Great Adventures of Mableton.
I live in the low-key hood.
You do.
That's the moral of the story.
Y'all, every time I see Deja, she got another story about some shit that's going on in her house.
Girl. It's the low-key hood.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the last 3 months.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the girl and the guy walking down? The girl was driving the car and the guy was walking beside her and she was screaming at him, give me my motherfucking phone. Give me my phone. I didn't tell you that story.
No.
Oh my gosh. That was funny, girl. This is the middle of the day. Me and Cardi outside. All of a sudden we hear people screaming. We think it's a party going on down the street. I said, these damn people don't give a damn about COVID.
Yeah.
No, it gets louder and louder. And louder. Soon enough, I see the car.
Okay.
I see this nigga walking real hard and upset next to the car. And I hear the girl driving next to him. Give me my motherfucking phone. Give me my phone.
Lord.
Give me my wallet. Give me my wallet then. I ain't giving you shit. Da-da-da. Cardi was off playing in the yard. She came back to stand by me. Just look.
Like,
we just looking. Like, oh my
God. Cardi probably came and was like, what the hell is going on now?
Girl, he finally throws the phone in the car. She throws the wallet out the car.
It speeds off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my word.
Wow.
Y'all. Mm-mm-mm. How was your week, Kirsten? I'm sorry.
My week was okay. Stressful. It was unnecessarily stressful. It
was a week.
And I'm very excited that my vacation is next weekend. Oh, thank God.
So you only work part week next week?
Yeah, I'm working. I was going to take Thursday off, but we're not leaving until after Marlon gets off work.
Wait, where are y'all going?
Panama City Beach.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. Mm-hmm, you told me. It's doing all right with Laura?
It passed already.
Okay.
It was there last week because my coworker was there during that and said he had a horrible time.
Hmm.
He was like, it was terrible.
It was probably rainy.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be nice. Next weekend is supposed to be in the 80s and sunny. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to it. I just need a break.
Nice.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, my week was good. Very productive. I got a lot of work done.
That's good.
But yeah, it was a shit show from start to finish. Probably from Monday to Thursday. Today was chill. No one bothered me. But Monday to Thursday,
it was a lot.
A complete shit show.
I feel you, sis.
And having to get people together on a regular basis is tiring.
It is very exhausting to make adults adult.
I don't like having to repeat myself. I really don't. Especially not more than twice.
Especially not with grown ass people. Like, can I reserve some of this energy for my children?
I'm saying, and I don't even have kids. The dogs listen better than this.
Okay.
My God. This is awful.
Girl.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, yeah, I keep getting the same shit. I'm like, y'all not doing y'all part is what's causing me stress. Mm-hmm. Because people call me now pissed off about y'all. Mm-hmm. And I get the brunt of it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you should talk to so-and-so about. No, I have multiple times. Shit hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. So we got to figure it out.
Yeah.
I said, because this is getting ridiculous. I'm the one that got to talk to these people. I don't feel like getting yelled at. That's not good for anyone's mental health.
It's not, man. It's not.
So we gonna see. We gonna see if they do some shit about it. If not, I told you, I sent a long ass email too. A long email with multiple examples of the fuck shit. So if shit don't get done now, it ain't on me. That's the way I see it. That is the way I see it. But other than that, I've been sitting back enjoying my beautiful 75-inch TV, living my best life.
I forgot about that damn TV.
That TV is awesome. Every now and then I forget I got it. Every now. How? Because, like, if I'm upstairs all day, like, or if I think the day after he got it, I had been out all day. Walked in the house, I was like, what the heck? Oh, that's right, he did buy me that.
Ma'am.
That's happened.
Ma'am.
I am enjoying it now, though.
Ma'am.
I just watched 21 Bridges on it last night.
Isn't that a pretty decent movie?
Clear. Yes.
Was that your first time seeing it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that I watch it now, I was like, wow, he really did lose a lot of weight.
Yeah.
When I watched it back, I was like, damn, I didn't even notice.
I didn't notice it as much in that movie as much as I noticed it in The Five Bloods. But I thought that was just part of...
Yeah,
The
Five Bloods, he had lost the weight. But, yeah,
he's at war.
So it fit.
Right.
But when I was watching 21 Bridges, it was a scene where he, like, took his jacket off. And that shirt looked so big. I was like, wow. Marlon was like, you know he's sitting on one butt cheek, right? I was like, huh? And then I looked and he really was kind of like keeping weight. I was like, oh, I didn't realize that.
Wow. There were so many other things to pay attention to in that movie. Because it has quite a few little twists and turns.
It was. Me and Marlon was like, I said, something ain't right here. I like, something's not right.
I knew the fish was stank from the moment
when
it started.
When he looked at his watch when they was in there and he was like, y'all gonna be here a while, huh? I was like, something ain't right.
I knew it.
I knew something was going on. I was like, because then he threw the narcotics officer on him. And I was like, but this really ain't about narcotics. This is about murder.
Exactly. Girl, I knew it from the moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't trust. I hope y'all have seen the movie because I'm about to throw a spoiler alert out there. Mm-hmm. Pause. 1, 2, 3. That was your time to fast forward if you needed to.
Okay.
I don't trust cops to begin with, especially in real life and especially in the movie. Yeah. So as soon as I said,
they knocking. Right. They just knocking. They not even trying to like, so they clearly here for a reason. They didn't come I was like, something is off.
It's the cops.
And then when they showed up to the money cleaner guy's house, I was like, the guy, I don't even know what they called him, but they went to his house with all the money so he could clean it.
Oh, the guy in Harlem?
Yeah.
The black guy.
No, not the black guy. The guy that he sent
them to. Oh, the Arabian guy. Yeah.
And when they were banging on the door, he was like,
oh, yeah.
Who the fuck is banging? And they was like, NYPD, what precinct are you? I was like, something ain't right here.
Right.
Why is he asking that?
Right.
And then I was like, oh, they're covering some shit up. Something's going down. But it was good nonetheless.
Covering more like booking some shit up.
I'm saying.
But yeah.
Anywho. Would we like to get into some hot topics?
Hot topics.
I'm sorry.
You saw my video of me singing.
Yeah.
That shit put
that Jasmine Sullivan.
That shit humbled me. I was like, oh, shit. She was breaking that down. I was like, let me try.
She made it seem real simple. She made it. It's
so
just going up
one,
and down.
Part two.
And part three.
All right, y'all put it together.
I was like,
wait, go back.
No, Jasmine, no. You need like six parts.
But
six
I really was practicing in my living room for like 10 minutes.
I can't.
So I was trying to get it.
I can't. She was like, it's like climbing the ladder. You climb it up and then you go back down.
Girl, you like, you a spider damn climbing that ladder. Okay. Shit.
Part one. Part two. Part three. And then she just threw her hand up. And there you go. I was like,
it don't even sound that complicated on the song until she broke it down and you were like, damn. Mm. Three parts? I just thought it was no more. Girl.
Okay, Jasmine Sullivan.
Hot topics.
Anyway, we can choose. Do we want to start with Cardi B and Offset, or do we want to start with Andrew Gillum?
Let's start with Cardi.
Okay. Cardi B has filed for divorce from her husband, Offset.
We don't want women to stay with men that cheating.
Wait, is that? I saw that it was about his cheating rumors or something crazy like
that's
that.
That's what everybody's but he's saying.
Been rumored to be cheating.
The
on her.
rumor is this time there's a baby on the way.
Oh hell,
that's the and again, key word is rumor. But that's what I've heard.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by heard, I mean seen on Twitter. The way I said that's what I heard made me sound like I had a source.
Right. I'm like who told you?
Girl, the baby mama. No, I'm just kidding.
I can't. But she's filed for divorce. She's asked for primary physical and legal custody of their daughter, 2-year-old Culture, who is adorable.
So cute.
It's crazy because they had just bought that big ass house with the gun range in it.
Girl, yes.
Like last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They just bought that house because I remember her giving like a full tour or some shit, and they were like, there's a gun range. I was like, why does a felon have a gun range in their house? But that's neither here nor there.
Well, I mean, if a felon is gonna have that's the best place for it to be, right? In their
house. You probably shouldn't post it on social media though.
But that's probably legal for him.
I mean, as long as there's no guns. But his security can have guns.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else pulling up?
Mm-mm, it's the neighbors.
Oh, sorry, y'all. By the
way,
we're
probably irritated, too.
Side note, we're re-recording. We're recording in a different location because Jackie is having a party. And he told us that we need to
get my daddy arrested by the CDC.
It's not a big one. It's a very small gathering. And he told us we need to get into his schedule. He told us we need to get in his schedule, okay?
Sir, we literally come the same time.
We have a holding, a standing reservation.
We are always here between 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5:30 p.m. on Fridays.
Every day.
Unless
every
you
week.
Tell us otherwise.
Because I pulled up and the first thing I said was, what the hell?
What the hell?
I opened the door and I was like, I hear music.
Girl, I pulled up in my Jim Jones voice, but the Rona, though.
They should did get out the car in a mask just to walk through the house.
Don't play with me. Y'all, I have too much anxiety. Like, I literally do have to prep myself to be around people. I have to prep myself for the post.
Okay.
Not like you, because I see you every week, but like when I came back from Nashville, when I came back from Charleston, and just little, if I do get exposed, I literally am anxious for like the next 48 hours. I've noticed my anxiety is higher and I've noticed that my appetite is off. And it's just because I'm nervous that I'm going to get sick and risk it all. And I'm going to be sick and it's not going to be worth it at the end of the day. You know, but you fight your battles. I talk to it about my therapist. Fight my battles. Do you want to be socially miserable and depressed? Or do you just want to be a little bit anxious after the fact? And
just for 2 days.
Yeah, I've been voting for the latter.
Okay. As long as you take your precautions, you're fine. Look, I got to take my wipes and my Lysol spray and everything with me, honey.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, girl, we sprayed the whole house down. Beds, all pillows, couches, chairs. We wiped down all the surfaces.
Yep.
Well, I feel like we did something else, but I think we just Lysol sprayed through the house as well. But.
Yeah. I'm doing it all. Luckily, like where we're staying at is right on the water, so I get to wake up to some ocean for a while.
Now, are you doing hotel or Airbnb?
Airbnb.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a cute little I think it's on like the 12th floor of a building.
A little condo.
Yeah, a cute little condo. So I'm excited about it. Marlon's like, I just, because he's been tired from work and school, and it's he was like, I just need a break. And I said, okay, fine. Yeah. Anywho, back to Cardi and Offset.
Right. I don't know. Sorry, y'all. Here.
I don't either. It started with Deja looking out the window at her dad's annoyed neighbors. but yeah, so they're filed for divorce. I mean, obviously, it's not final. This shit just happened, what?
This week.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, it's the Rona, so it's not like he can pop up on her own tour or anything like that, like he did the last time.
Girl. I was thinking, though, I wonder, is he fighting her for child custody? Partial, I wonder?
They did say he was, what's the word? Not dis-
contesting?
Yes, he's contesting it, so I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know what's going to happen. It'll be interesting.
I mean, you got enough kids.
He does.
Not that this one doesn't matter, but I'm just saying, like.
He got, like, five.
Yeah. Ugh. And if that means another one's on the way, okay, future. Slow down now.
Because you getting right where he at, and he's struggling now, poor fella.
Slow down. Right. $53,000
a month.
That money ain't hitting like it used to.
It ain't going very far.
And it's not going very far because you got so many baby mamas.
That what the judge gave him $53,000 a month for that damn, for the new baby.
$53,000 a month.
And the crazy thing is, the kid's mom even came out and was like, I didn't ask for that.
Oh, that sounds like Shannon Bedore.
It's who?
She's a Real Housewives of Orange County. She gets like $20,000 to $30,000 a month.
Holy fuck.
And in alimony and child support.
How many kids she got?
They have, I think, three. And they're a little bit older. Like, one, I think, just went to college. But when the show started right after that divorce and it had came out, that's how much, I think it was like $22,000, $23,000 a month. She was like, I didn't ask for all that. But the judge was like, based on the income, she was like, I knew we were rich.
But I didn't know we was that rich. And
her husband was fine. He was cheating, though, and low-key abusive rumors. So it is what it is. Live your life, Shannon. And now she getting Bravo checks, too, bitch.
Yeah, she getting a check.
Set for life. She's so cute. I love Shannon.
Yeah, it's based off of income. So Future has been having quite the time of trying to fight child support.
Y'all be killing me complaining about how much some women or spouses in general get for child support. Like, the fact that it is income based, some of y'all really can't grasp that. It doesn't matter what you think a woman or a man needs to survive. Yes, a woman can live a very lavish lifestyle with $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month in child support. But the fact of the matter is that's not how the system works. Mm-mm. It's based on what the other person brings in and based on that, what the judge determines they would be contributing to the child if they were together.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter if she could live off of $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $2,000 a month. He could afford to give her $53,000. So the judge said 53.
Yeah, he tried to say he only makes $30,000 a month. I said, well, I don't believe that. I don't even believe that.
What's he making money from right now? He may have a lot of business ventures that we don't know about.
Maybe. And I mean, he's still getting royalty checks, but I don't know how that whole shit breaks down. I don't understand the music business that well. I know enough, but I don't know
royalty
that.
Royalty checks don't be popping like they used to with streaming.
With streaming, yeah. I don't know. But I tell you what, Lori Harvey is a smart girl. She just quietly removed herself.
I mean,
She got her, what was that watch she bought her for her birthday? She got a lavish vacation in Jamaica and a real nice watch.
I guess he's getting paid for any features that he's doing.
But I haven't heard him on a feature in a while.
I really don't listen to Future like I used to.
Me neither.
But I mean, he could have just a really healthy reserve of, you know, whatever his cost is for, like, for a walkthrough. Because if Lil Baby was getting $200 for a walkthrough, you know Future was getting up there in a minute.
Yeah.
He may not be right there right now, but I am the nosiest person.
Y'all, they should have looked out this way. And I'm like, well, what the hell is going on? Because, like, what is it?
I this is why I don't miss anything at my damn house, because I,
Tayshia, y'all, we're sitting by a window and on the second floor of this house that's facing the street. And every 5 seconds, Deja is looking and peeking over.
Because not only do I glance, like, I need to dissect what exactly is happening and, like, make it make sense in my head.
Okay.
And it can be about the most random things ever. Like, it's not just a simple, like, oh, so-and-so. No, I need to see who's there, where they going, what company is that? You know, I need to see it all.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I know I'm nosy. Every night before I go to bed, I look out the blinds just to make sure ain't nothing going on.
What does that do?
Tyrell's like, you are so nosy. I'm glad it's great.
Like,
literally, that's me. On. And I stand there for a couple seconds. I wait. I'll be like, anything popping?
Okay.
All right. But yeah, good luck to Cardi.
Yeah.
Good luck to Offset.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, culture will be set as long as she receives love from both of her children, her parents.
Yep.
And Cardi, I just am so glad that she, if it is because of cheating or in general, whatever reason she feels like she doesn't want to be in this marriage anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't like to see marriages fail. Don't get me wrong. But I'm so glad that she recognizes Cardi B is young, y'all.
She's like,
she's 25, 26, yeah, something like that. Like,
I think she's 27 now or something. She's all right. She's my age.
I think she's younger than you, sis.
No.
Look it up. But I just would hate to see her waste time. Like, yeah. Girl, you are still young, still fine, will be rich. Be happy. That's the key. Be happy. So don't fall victim to, you know,
27.
Is she? I thought she was 25.
October 11th, 1992. So she's about to be 28.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, as I saw on Facebook or Twitter, one of them internet apps, everybody can't be a Rashida Offset. Sorry.
Put it on them, make them want to murder me. Sorry.
Then he won't have a little baby on me.
I mean, he done cheated on that girl too many times, and she just...
Everybody can't be a Rashida.
Hell no. Anyway.
By everybody, I mean most of us. Hopefully. Yep. Well, let's move on. What are we talking about now?
Andrew Gillum has resurfaced, y'all, after his headline...
See,
it was loud. I was just wondering, is he drag racing? anyway, after his scandal that shook news headlines in Florida of him being found face down in his own vomit in a hotel room with somebody who was supposed to be a male escort. And didn't somebody die? Did somebody overdose?
I think somebody either overdosed. I think so.
I think he overdosed. Something like
off
that.
Crystal meth or something, yeah, right?
Yeah, wild shit.
Don't mind us if we're misquoting the story. Google it.
Yeah, because we don't know.
Google it, baby.
And so after that, he made a statement and said he was going to rehab. Disappeared for a while. I was like, damn, Andrew, we was rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you.
And then he's back. He had an interview with Tamron Hall, who, by the way, girl, if it ain't one way to get back at your haters, it's get your own shit
and run that shit.
And make bank, okay?
I love you, Tamron.
Okay? She was like, oh, y'all go, cool.
I'ma sweep up all these black exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
You better say.
Highly syndicated. This is her first year being syndicated. She is even on OWN now.
Yes.
So I didn't watch the whole interview. I just saw a few clips. The clip that's going the most viral is the clip in which he talks about his sexuality and he has come out as bisexual. He does not identify as gay. He identifies as bisexual. And, it caught like wildfire.
Of course. Anytime a black man opens up about anything sexual orientation that does not align with being straight,
it hits the net.
Yes. And then, you know, him being in a conservative more conservative career path.
Yes.
But he was with his wife. I think that's an important thing to point out.
Yes, his wife was there. Yep.
And apparently she says that they knew, they had already discussed, this was not anything new to her, like in regards to the sexuality, by being bisexual.
Yeah.
Like, this was what they said, something that they had established in their relationship years prior. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about the drug use and stuff. I haven't watched the interview in total either. If, you know, drug use, alcohol use, whatever the case may be, that sounds like that may have gotten
out of control.
Mm-hmm. And I remember reading initially right after this event happened that I think it was partially the result of the election.
Yeah.
Like he took that really heavy.
Yeah.
I would too if I lost to dumbass Robert DeSantis. Okay. But you can't let that reflect on you, mm-mm, Andrew. That's damn Florida man's and Florida woman's out there. And you knew the type of people that you was trying to get to vote for you. And you know Florida is a weird ass, mm-hmm, dumbass, very just weird place. So don't take offense. You know, he really does fit. Robert DeSantis fits a lot of the narrative of Florida.
Yeah.
No offense to our Florida friends and listeners. But y'all got to be more active about fighting the image that the rest of the world sees about y'all. Because every time you see Florida man or woman,
okay,
it's like, oh, Lord, what, mm-hmm, will come after? But I wanted to talk about Kirsten. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see D.L. Hughley's jokes?
No.
Girl, on Twitter, which my thing is, either you know you're trolling, or you are really out of touch to knowing when you are walking into very dangerous waters. So I don't know what the tweet, I don't have the tweet up to read it word for word,
mm-hmm,
but essentially D.L. Hughley decided, and my thing is, oh my gosh, like your closet is wide open to the world, sir.
Yeah.
But he decides to go on Twitter and make a joke, essentially, about Andrew's sexuality.
D.L. Hughley just inserts himself in shit nobody asked for quite often.
And, of course, Black Twitter wasn't here for it. So you had people that came for his neck. And I mean came for his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Reactions that were along the lines of, I hope that's not someone who cheated on their wife and had a baby who then died and da-da-da-da and wished it happened and da-da-da, all this crazy stuff.
Right, because it's wild. His story is wild, DL.
I was like, oh, no. But it just also made me like, this is why when we have a moment to progress with Black male sexuality,
it takes us back every time.
Somebody drags us two steps back. Like, whether or not you believe his story,
mm-hmm,
let's not discredit the fact.
Nobody
asked. And let's not discredit the fact that this Black man has taken it upon himself,
mm-hmm,
to announce to a world that, yeah, he knows is not open,
yep,
to Black men,
mm-hmm,
not being straight or what is perceived, mm-hmm, to be masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give him kudos for that.
Yeah.
Let's not discredit that. Let's not downplay that. Let's not make it a joke. Can we please move forward with this?
Yeah.
It's 2020.
Yeah.
Let's support people.
Yeah. I agree.
I hated to see it. And I was really surprised because I was happily surprised that I didn't see many others making
a joke.
Yeah,
no one really said anything about it. They just kind of was like, oh, okay.
Right. Which was refreshing.
It's progress.
But then, of course.
But you always got that one. There's always going to be that one that's like, we didn't ask.
We didn't. And I feel like, how much longer are we going to allow comedy to be the fake mask of hate?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm,
yes, you're a comedian, and yes, you can. I was making a joke. It was a joke. But
some shit ain't funny. Like, some
Thank
stuff
you.
Just is, there's a line. There's a line, and I get it. Everyone wants to push boundaries and whatever else. Blush, blush, blush. But just some stuff just is unnecessary. Truly. Like, I get it. Comedians are usually the people that say what everyone else is thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like, I think that should just be left for when you're actually doing stand up. Other time, it's like, okay.
And I feel like, if you're a great comedian, you can evolve with the times.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What comedians said, and could Richard Pryor be successful today? Probably not.
Mm-mm.
You know, or he could. But it would he would be struggling. Vilified.
Yeah. People would hate Richard Pryor.
But there are also major white comedians from the early 20th century that made whole careers out of, I mean, Amos and Andy, out of black people and all the stereotypes. And people thought that they were wildly famous then. People thought they were really funny then. That wasn't acceptable in the 70s, just like it wasn't acceptable now. As things progress, to me, comedians have a true comedian. Like, if you really want to challenge yourself, you can make things funny without falling victim to the things that we know aren't okay anymore.
Right.
I don't know.
It's a mess.
What you looking at, Kirsten?
I'm looking at the next topic.
Oh, no.
You was rapping.
Because you was looking.
Oh, no. Sukiyana, who's absolutely hilarious to me, is engaged now. So congrats.
Oh, congrats, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Her boyfriend proposed to her.
Oh, I bet that rock is nice.
I'm trying to see it.
What's
That's
he do?
I kept staring. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
I love Suki.
She cracks me up.
But yeah, y'all let us know what y'all thought about Andrew Gillum, Cardi B. One other topic I had. We're a little bit late on this one, but it was so funny because it came back to light a little bit more with Cardi B.
What?
I don't think we talked about this.
What?
The whole John Gray thing. Did we talk about that?
Girl, no. This man, why is he still preaching?
Why is he still married?
He get on my damn nerves. This is the same man that was in his church talking about how women need to start walking in the spirit of a wife and not the spirit of a girlfriend so they could get married, and his ass is out here cheating on his wife.
He's walking
frequently
in everybody else's spirit but his wife.
I'm saying.
Okay, and walking up in their bedrooms
okay,
as well.
You walking in the spirit of a side piece.
Girl.
Sir.
And not only that, but you got
who
caught up.
Who wants to sleep with him is my question.
Girl.
That's what I want to know. Who is the woman that's out here sleeping with this man? I get it. He's
money talks.
Money and power. That's what it is. But really?
And maybe that brisket be slapping too.
What? Me?
The way he was bragging about it, y'all. That brisket might have been what sealed the deal for him.
I saw you, and then he do a video of Aventer. I'm so sorry. Shut up.
Shut up.
You just bought her an apology Lamborghini truck.
What? The money from the tithes and offerings,
okay.
Might I add.
So, what is it? Sir, I used to like
a Lambo truck. Bitch, I need everybody in the church's bills paid.
I just.
Just like everybody can't be a Rashida, everybody can't be an Aventer.
Hell no. Because, I mean, I just.
And y'all was mad at Aventer. You're mad at Cardi. What y'all want us to do? Stay with the man or not?
It's awful.
Lord.
It's just like, who asked for this?
Can somebody please get cheated on by a fine ass nigga?
That's what I'm saying. he's just not.
Don't mind me, but
he
this is
not
like,
it.
We letting Offsets and John Gray's cheat on us, bruh.
We have got
to do better.
It's not even.
Meanwhile, Idris is at home being a whole what we
know. You know what the problem with this man is? I forgot. He ain't had no fun before his ass got married anyway.
Why?
Because he was a virgin.
That's not funny. That is not funny, and I'm not laughing at any of our virgin listeners. What's funny is the fact that this has come of him being a virgin.
Yeah.
That's probably why Aventer don't want to cook. She ain't inspired. She done got some, she fucked up and married some unexperienced dick.
Y'all,
she's like, this is unmotivating.
This isn't it. This doesn't uplift
me. I need a spark.
This doesn't uplift me to do anything.
The only way I get off is when I'm in my truck.
I can't. That is probably the problem. I'm telling y'all. That man ain't have no fun before his wife, and now he done got his own church. He got his money. He got a show.
And it's in a place that I'm sure the women don't give a damn.
Don't
Little
give
Greenville.
A damn. They will throw it
Lord,
at you.
Lord. Jamal, don't get no ideas now.
Jamal.
Oh.
Yeah, come on, Jamal. We're rooting for you. I'm not.
These pastors in these damn churches, I just.
You getting a second chance, Mr. Jamal Bryant?
I just can't.
You got a looker. She can't dress.
Y'all, I've been seeing them little tweets about Giselle's dress.
Oh, my God. Bruh.
I have seen it.
She dresses like she went to TJ Maxx.
Mm-hmm.
On one of those timed shopping sprees,
uh-huh.
And just had to grab and pull, whatever she could and just then make it an together. Outfit out of it. And I know Giselle is getting a decent ass check from Real Housewives
okay,
of Potomac.
She's getting paid now.
And her glam is always on point. So mm-hmm. I don't understand why she can't find a good stylist
yeah.
to match that. But that whole franchise honestly can't dress. And I'm just going to chuck it up to being a DMV thing, Kirsten.
I felt that coming, y'all. As soon as she started, I was like, she really about to start throwing shots my way. And y'all, I felt it coming.
I mean, nobody really highlighted D.C. as the place, as a fashion place.
I mean, it's D.C. It's not that far off from New York. I put it out there. However, D.C.'s fashion is very unique in that it's,
don't make sense.
No, it's just very DC. Like, it's just very, like, we call our shoes different, like the Tims, the black, not the black ones, but the brown and green Tims. Those are Beef and Broccoli's. Of course, you got your regular old construction ones. We used to wear Nike boots. Nike boots were fire. I wanted a pair so bad.
Yeah, nobody was talking about those except for Wale.
Oh, but they were huge in DC.
In DC.
They were.
Clearly.
That's what I'm
it
saying.
It doesn't translate
it's
to the rest of the world.
It's a regional thing. However, y'all ain't gonna put all of that shit on DC because the broke people be dressing better than these rich hoes. I'm just saying.
Well.
Okay, she got all that money and all that and expensive ass clothes that she just can't seem to match. Mm-mm. You ain't finna put that. And she probably ain't even from Potomac. So, no. Mm-mm.
She been there for a very long time.
So.
Well, the Baltimore, DC area.
We don't claim Baltimore.
I don't think they claim y'all either.
And that's fine. That is fine. Baltimore can stay where it's at because that shit might as well be a country on its own.
Wow.
Though I do not go to Baltimore. As long as I lived at home, anytime I am home, I have never set foot in Baltimore. And if I do.
You've never been to Baltimore?
No, I have.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying, like, if I'm in Baltimore, it's for a very short time.
Because
I have to go. Okay? I do not frequent Baltimore.
I am done.
Mm-mm. And it's definitely not after sunset. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I've been in Baltimore at night maybe once or twice, but it was over by, like, Johns Hopkins, a nice area. So it was cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, mm-mm. Good for real estate investing, though, if you want to do it.
I know you told me.
But anywho.
Oh, I got a story to tell you about that. Remind me, I'll tell it off air.
All right, let's get into the next topic. It really wasn't a big news week. Those were the biggest things that really broke the internet. Kanye West is being Kanye, per usual.
Oh, yeah, let's not even give him the time of day. That shit was so irritating.
Yep, it was a lot. It was a lot. Jasmine Sullivan, we were just talking about this off air, but Jasmine Sullivan tried to teach people how to do her run in
10 seconds.
Yeah. And it did not go well. Deja tried, y'all.
Not for the novices out here.
She tried. She really did. And it
I
did
didn't
not
sound that bad. If y'all want to hear how I sounded, you better go to Insta. Oh, wait, by the time this comes out, it'll be gone. Never mind. Just if y'all really want me to sing it, y'all let me know.
Is it still on your page?
Now it is, but it'll be gone in the next few hours.
Just play it.
Kirsten.
Here we go.
Wait.
Y'all, here we go.
That one was a little rough.
Damn, Marlon.
That's why I came back. And I was like, let me try again.
Sorry,
see,
y'all.
Kirsten.
I'm sorry, y'all. Marlon interrupted because I think he's trying to get in the house. Sorry. My bad.
See?
Anywho, all right, here we go.
No more.
It's pitchy.
God damn it. I give up. Sorry.
Because bitches don't know how to put their phone on Do Not Disturb.
Well, I can't put it on Do Not Disturb.
Why not?
Because how are you going to get in the house?
That nigga ain't got no code. He ain't got a key? Mm-mm. Well, that's the problem.
Anyway.
No more.
We've moved on. Harder than it seems, y'all.
What made me laugh was the
because I was off pitch. I was trying to come back down. I was trying to really sing with my
what's this called?
Diaphragm. Mm-hmm. It's hard though, man. I love Jasmine. I gotta start off with somebody like Tinashe, Janae Aiko. Wow. Somebody simple. Although Janae is a little out my range, I will give her that. She's much more. She's a soprano. I'm not a soprano. I am an alto. Okay. Who's it? Oh, I already know who.
What?
Who you say I can't sing? But I feel like I sound just as damn good as her. And if they put me in the studio,
you are not about to do Alicia Keys like that.
You already know. If you put me in a studio,
I
would sound
like
just like Alicia Keys.
No, she won't.
Yes,
no.
I would.
No, she won't.
Yes, I would.
No, you won't.
Especially this newer shit. All I need is a little pizzazz for them to even some shit out, and I would sound just like Alicia Keys does.
Give me Fallen.
I already have. I'm not about to do this
Deja.
Again. I'm not about to do this again.
Okay, give me You Don't Know My Name.
Ooh. No.
Uh-huh.
I'm not about to entertain you for free. Zell me. We in a recession. Zell me.
You
200
ain't,
for an occasion. You, 200.
You ain't in no damn recession. I want to hear that shit.
200.
No. No. Anyways, y'all.
200 for a walkthrough. Kirsten want to walk through. Y'all tell her to Zell me 200.
Anyway.
Goes back to rolling blunt. That's one of my favorite videos of 2020,
that
y'all.
That shit is funny. He felt so insulted. He was insulted.
I felt him. I felt him. Like, do you know who I am? I'm not Da Baby. I'm Lil Baby. 200.
Okay.
Shit. All right.
Chrissy Teigen accidentally revealed she's having a boy.
Oh, I saw that.
That was funny.
It wasn't really an accident because she still posted it. So
yeah.
It was kind of like.
She was like. It read, well, might as well tell you. Fine.
Wait, did you see the picture of John cooking for
and
her?
And the MacBook was on the sink. Somebody's like, I want to be that level of rich so I could put my MacBook right there.
On the edge,
on the edge
of the counter.
Right,
and
the
sink.
And if it falls, oh, well, we'll get a new one. I wish. Let me walk in the house. What the fuck is my MacBook doing
right there? Out of
all
places. This big ass
table.
Island.
This whole island in the middle of the floor.
Island the size of our house.
Move it. That would be me when I walk in the house. And he just casually chopping sausages.
Smiling
with the MacBook on the
on
edge.
On the brink of death. The MacBook was ziplining.
Okay.
It was like,
I might make it, I might not. We gonna check back and find out. But she's having a boy, y'all. So congrats to them.
Yay.
Their babies are so cute.
Oh my gosh.
Them babies is so, just adorable.
I love them.
Barack Obama's new memoir, A Promised Land, releases in November.
Yes, yes,
It's going to do numbers just like Michelle's. Yes. I don't know if he's going to do as well as Michelle.
I hope not.
They probably got a little competition going on them.
Oh, you
she
know
probably
Michelle
like,
does. She's a competitive
you know you
person.
Ain't going to do my numbers. So oof. We'll see.
I've been loving her podcast.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, y'all, that's all I got. We're about 47 days out from the election. If you haven't done your mail-in voting applications, please do so.
Or vote early. A lot of states this
early.
Week
are voting early already.
I think Georgia is mid-October is when we
okay.
Can. I think like 2 weeks from now.
That's insane that the election is around. Y'all, please vote. I can't.
I can't believe
I can't
we made like
four
he.
Years.
I can't believe he made it. Like the fact that everything that's taken place in the last 4 years, and he really did not get.
He didn't get arrested. He got impeached, but he didn't get thrown out. Like, it's just a hot ass mess.
It blows
I
my mind.
I just, please vote.
And I'm really scared.
I am too.
I'm scared for either way.
I won't even stay up that night. Like, normally I stay up on election. I'm going to go to sleep. Just wake me up. Let me know what happens. Because, y'all.
I'm scared whether we win, and by we, I mean Kamala Biden.
Essentially. y'all.
Because here's the thing, it's like, if we lose, good Lord, here we, it's another 4 years, but if we win, y'all, I really do feel like it's about to be some shit that goes
down. Oh, it's going to be some shit. And that man is not going to want to leave.
That's the thing. And his supporters are so loco. Yes. Y'all, it gives me anxiety, so I try not to think about it. I'm going to be a wreck that week because I watch Handmaid's Tale way too closely and too much, and I see some of that shit happening. Like, his reporter's going crazy and, like, blowing up the Supreme Court and just, like, taking over. Government. I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to be... Well, I wouldn't be a handmaid because I don't have any children on record of anything. So thank God for that. But I'm going to be with my husband living in some damn dormitory looking ass place in this ugly green that mutes me out.
I was not expecting that.
Oh, I'm scared.
Y'all, it's going to be interesting.
How will I get to Canada? Fuck that. It's too cold. I'm going to Mexico. You know
what? I'll take Canada, though. Truly.
Well, shit, yeah. If I got to be a refugee, I'll take wherever. But if I had to choose, I want to go to Mexico.
Mexico is open now. I'm real tempted to just go ahead and get my ticket.
We should plan.
I want to go to Tulum.
We should plan a Tulum trip for right after the election.
We
would need to be there during to be safe. And I'm a poll worker.
Well.
Let's y'all, move on to the work Mexico playlist before my heart explodes.
Wide open. Let me tell you something. I've been real tempted to just, just go ahead and get this ticket real quick.
Girl, Tulum has been the Atlanta for niggas this year.
And it's beautiful.
It
looks so good.
It does look good. It looks
so good.
But y'all have washed the sheen off of it.
I'm
I don't even really want to go there.
Everybody is in Mexico every week. Mexico. Every week I'm seeing somebody new in Mexico.
And my thing is, every one of us knows someone that's been. So why do y'all keep getting in groups asking what's there to do in Tulum?
We know already.
Fucking Google it.
We know already. We, like, all you need
is the language.
It's a group on Facebook, Black Travel Movement. I've seen at least 7 posts
a week
on Tulum. You gonna find some information. You don't gotta ask nobody.
Nobody.
You ain't gotta ask nobody.
Nobody.
I did see this one spot in, I think it's Gainesville, Florida, that actually looked really cute.
Oh, was it the
lagoon area? Yeah. I mean, that's nice.
Florida, though. It's Florida. And well, North Central Florida, it's a toss up.
Okay. All right, well, work playlist. Shall we do it?
Y'all, quite a bit was dropped today that we're recording. So, sorry, guys. I'm going to it. By the time you guys listen, of course, it'll be a couple days past, so y'all might have heard some of this already, but we got a new 7 Streeter today.
Did we?
Yes. A song called HMU, Hit Me Up. It's pretty good. I'll give it a 7.
Put out music in you a get minute. It?
7 out of 10. She didn't appreciate my joke.
I got it.
I think she may have been having label issues.
Oh, is that what it is?
Because she's been promoting this Drunk Words, Sober Thoughts, which I assumed was going to be the name of her new album whenever it comes out, but it's been like forever. And apparently, like, she's been promoting it since she came out with the My Heart Is
Yours. Yeah.
Like a year plus ago, I feel like. I don't know if she was having issues. I love my girl 7 Streeter.
I do too. She can sing and write a damn song and dance
her ass off.
She's beautiful. Just beautiful brown.
Girl, she's always my example when I'm counter arguing the Janae Aiko light skin privilege.
Okay.
I always say if 7 Streeter was lighter.
Oh, she would be in a better place. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think so.
And it won't stop.
No.
Yes. That's how you harmonize.
Okay. We're going to listen to that back and be like, yes. Stefflon Don dropped new music last Friday called Move.
I love her voice.
I love Stefflon. Thick ass Don.
She's beautiful.
I love her.
She's beautiful.
Her music is so hype too. A lot of her stuff is really upbeat. It gives you a little bit of like a slightly reggae, but also I love it. Ooh, she make me want to buy a flight to London and go find all the black people there. And can we also talk about the fact?
Okay.
London girls.
Mm-hmm.
hair always be late.
Yeah, dude. I need to know who they go to.
Girl, I follow like 3 hairstylists in London. Why?
They do amazing work.
Girl.
They kill it.
And I wonder if it's pricey.
Probably.
If you guys are looking for a really great brown skin beauty blogger / vlogger to cover, her name is Kaiser Kobe.
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Love Kaiser. She's beautiful skin, beautiful mm-hmm. brown skin, and mm-hmm. just a great example, and still at a level where you can actually learn stuff from
yeah.
her that's a little more tangible.
Yeah.
Because we loved Auntie Jackie, but Auntie Jackie
is
next level.
I can't do that shit, Jackie.
Right. And I just like looking at Auntie Jackie.
Yeah.
So I don't really use her for any type of tutorials mm-hmm. or for like ideas on how to learn.
Because she be saying, I'd be like, I don't, wait, hold on, rewind. Mm-mm. Wait, I'm going to try. No. Rewind.
Next level.
Yep. I can't
next
do
level.
It.
Mm-mm. You got to go back and watch Auntie Jackie's
old stuff. Way in the back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. Kaiser Colby, she's British. She's a twin. I really recommend her if you're looking for some brown skin makeup tutorials. She has the skin routines, hair be laid too. I don't know what they be doing up there, but it be laid. Okay. Mm.
I'm looking for a hair person.
For what? I've got so many in my archive.
I want to bring my long black hair back that I did back in college.
Like natural?
No, like weave.
Oh, okay. Girl, I can give you some recommendations.
Okay. I'm bringing it back.
We also got new music from Justin Bieber featuring Chance the Rapper today.
Starring Ryan Destiny in the video, her chocolatey self.
Black Barbie doll.
She's just a little Gabrielle Union.
Oh my goodness, so cute.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called Holy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, chill song.
Yep.
I liked it. Simple. I'm not in love with it.
Nope.
But I liked it. Chance the Rapper was kind of annoying, but everything he does lately annoys me. I don't know what it is. I think I was really turned off by his obsession with Kanye West despite the shenanigans, but neither here nor there. Also, I mentioned this a long time ago that I was in need of this, and I found it, and I should have just did a better job of looking because it was really easy to find. But Mark Ribalet, the guy that makes the white guy that makes the funky ass beats on like Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
That beat. Doing the circles, I found his Spotify, and some of those songs are on Spotify. So if you know who we're talking about, I'm going to play a little bit of one of the songs that I liked by him. I think he's Parisian or maybe French Canadian. I don't know. But
I don't know.
But here's one of the songs that I liked by him. Okay, guys, sorry, I didn't realize it was going to take so long to get to the actual words, but nonetheless, he makes his own beats, though. That's part of the vibe. Like, he gets on and records himself making these beats, and he just is doing this really, really weird circle thing with his body, but you be doing it, too, because you be really feeling the beats, so he's moving in a circle. I'm kind of moving back and forth. Check him out. He makes really cool music. That's all I have for my work playlist. What about you, Kirsten?
Well, you kind of named everything I was gonna.
It's the highlights, man.
Yeah, but let me tell you what I have been doing. So I love Lost One by Jasmine Sullivan, right? It's just a beautiful song.
Yes.
So I'll listen to that and then just let it play to see what comes up afterwards.
Ooh.
I got a little bit of Vivian Green.
Ooh, I gotta go. I gotta leave.
Get Right Back to My Baby is the song that came on that she has.
I like that song.
Of course, I got a little Fantasia.
Ooh.
When I See You. Okay.
Let him know.
I got that. I got a little bit of Tamia.
Why?
Okay. Baby, when I. And he'd be like, here we go.
Catch the spirit every time that song
every
comes
time
on.
That's such a good song. Oh my god. And I can see her performing it, which
right.
makes me even more like,
because
she get like Patty, like mm-hmm. she'll kick some shoes
yes.
off and be rat.
Yes.
Oh, that's such a good
we
song.
We could have talked about that.
Yes. Patty and Brandy and Monica, y'all work it out. I love it. Patty and Gladys, y'all did us good. Okay,
I thought I was gonna be bored. I watched. I did too,
but it was good. I was thoroughly entertained. They didn't give a damn how long they talked.
No,
okay.
Somebody said they was talking like
lyrics on the screen. She didn't ask twice. Now
don't play with her. Somebody said they was talking like two women after church on the steps.
Oh yeah, just kicking it. Yeah, hey baby, how you doing?
Mama, I'm hungry. Right.
I'm talking.
Right.
You'd be sitting over there like, I'm so ready to go.
But I loved it.
It was so good.
It was so good.
And they sang, okay? Both of them.
All
they
three came, of them. Even when Dion came out too.
She 80. Mm-hmm. Mm, they were singing. Mm, and here, Patty Cat, she...
drop down and get you.
I knew she was
going to
fly. I knew it was coming. I was like, I'm just waiting. And that shoe went. I said, oh, here we go.
2 seconds later, another $1,000 pair was on her
feet. First of all, the fact that this lady had her luggage as like
decor
and multiple shoe changes.
Hashtag goals.
Okay, that's another level of diva that I aspire to.
And I love it.
It was beautiful.
We don't make divas like we used to.
It was just so. Her, like, let me, girl, my feet, I just can't do it.
You me know? Neither.
Mm. Okay, I feel you, Patty. I can't either. My feet
so
be.
Good. Mm. Who do you want next?
Ooh, that's a good question. I saw the debate about who Missy would go up against.
Y'all keep debating about this. The fact of the matter is, there's nobody.
But here's my
thing.
There's
not a woman.
That's my thing. It doesn't need to be a woman.
No.
Missy has the catalog to go up against men. She can go up against anybody.
But even think about who's a man that is on her level.
I'm trying to think who has written and done as much as Missy.
And to me,
it would have been the dream. To me, it would have been Missy in the dream. That would have been a better combination than him and Sean Garrett's ass. My God. He was awful. He was so bad.
Yeah, the dream would have been good.
The dream would have been good because the dream has his own catalog and he has written a ton of shit. Them two would have been a really good battle because I'd have been like, I forgot that they wrote this.
The dream isn't as iconic as Missy, though.
No, but the dream got some hits of shit he has not sang himself.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
He got probably an entire Beyonce album.
I was gonna say he's like one of those people Beyonce don't complete an album without.
Mm-mm. Let me call Dream. I need a
song. Somebody, what's his name? It's something ghetto. It's got an ES.
Oh, the Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd
be looking
through
the credits, and it's always
there.
It is on
the tip of my tongue.
Travius?
No. No. Hold on. Tarius.
I knew it had an ES.
Yeah, Tarius. That's what it is. Because he's got that man got
hits.
Hits. He got Beyonce, Rihanna. I feel like he got some older people too. I just can't think
of
him.
Him and Cardi B are on Shantarica's Mail Route.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay. Belle Calise, here you go. Here's your mail. Go on.
Belle Calise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She in the rich neighborhood. Go ahead, girl. But I forgot they not like out of the Atlanta suburb, like out.
They're over not too far from my old apartment.
Yeah, they're like right over in that area.
Yeah, Shantarica's home base.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I can't think of anybody for Missy.
Mm-mm.
When it comes to Janet, it made sense. No,
a little bit because Janet got Michael stuff.
Janet got Missy stuff.
True. I forgot.
You gonna run into it? The boy is mine with certain songs.
True.
I can kind of almost get on board with the Janet Mariah, but that still rubs me the wrong way.
Cause Janet isn't very R&B. She's very poppy. Mm-hmm. They said Janet versus Madonna.
Oh, that would be iconic.
That would be a very good one.
That would be a phenomenal one.
That would be a good one. But people also said they should just keep it black.
And
so there's that.
Guys,
I get it. I get that.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it too. But you know. To sprinkle a little bit.
I don't know. I just think Missy could go up against a guy. There's no woman that Missy can go up against because she's gonna blow them out the water. She will blow them out the water.
Most guys, she's gonna blow out the water.
The only one, I mean, she probably would blow the Dream out the water, depending on how they do their songs, like the list. But I don't know. Missy is in a league of her own. That's the problem.
No, the problem is the only other people in her league are the people that all create came out of the same pool of greatness.
Yeah, Timbaland.
Missy, Timbaland, and Pharrell.
True. She could go up against Pharrell.
No, she can't. That's their mentor. He brought them in the game.
She could still go up against Pharrell. Oof,
it would be a tough one for her.
But she could
She has the artistic flair advantage.
Yes.
But he has a much deeper catalog.
True. But you're only picking 20. If you got you a good 20 in your repertoire. Oof.
And he's got NERD stuff to pull from, too.
True. But NERD stuff was good, but Missy
they not
shit
gonna
to
do
me
that,
was
though,
better. Because
I feel like him, her and Timbaland are very vocal about him being, like,
above them.
Not above them, but
like
mentor.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not gonna go up against my mentor.
You should though. For us. I'm just saying.
For us. Mm-hmm. We'll see y'all. We'll see who's gonna be next. I think it's time to bring it. I'm ready.
We're gonna bring it on home. Oh. Ratchet. I don't know who though. Mm. Nobody Ratchet got 20 songs.
Lil Wayne.
Against who? Drake?
No. Again. It's a
mentor. But I, so.
T.I. maybe?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. Lil Wayne would have to go against Jay-Z.
Ew.
He would.
Jay-Z's going to wash him. Not for me. I'm actually probably going to enjoy Lil Wayne.
I was going to say, some people would probably go more Lil Wayne than they would Jay-Z. But he could go up against Jay-Z. That would be the only person Lil Wayne respects enough to do it.
I don't think there's more than 10 Jay-Z songs that I really, really, really like. Oh, 15 that I really, really like.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, more people, that's the only one. Jay-Z is probably the only person, only rapper Lil Wayne respects enough to do it. And.
Ooh, the Battle of the Shawns.
Yeah. But I still would like to see Jay-Z and Beyonce go against each other.
Is it Sean or Carter? Which one?
They're both Sean. No,
or is
I'm
it
lying.
Carter?
It's the Carters, actually.
Hey, both Mr.
The Carter.
Carters.
Yeah.
What's
I
Lil
am
Wayne's
him.
Name again?
Dwayne.
Yeah, duh.
Well, Wayne.
Yeah. Something
Little
like that.
Little Wayne.
Yeah. Ooh, I just had a blonde moment.
Yeah.
And I had to talk myself through that.
She sure did.
I was like, wait a second. It's not Sean's. It's
what is it
Carter's.
Name?
They have something in common.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know. That would be the only person he could go against in my head, but I would love to see Beyonce and Jay-Z go against each other. Because that's
ever
probably
since
the
you
only
put
person
that in my head.
That would be a really good one, and they would have the most views out of everybody so far. Brandy and Monica got it right now, but we going to see.
You need to give it up. Had about enough. Monica said.
Right.
She was like.
The mic was so far from her mouth. I was like, wow. Monica did not come to sing.
Gunica.
Yeah.
Gunica,
and then
Gunica.
She gonna go in the shade room and ask why people call her Gunica.
Girl.
They gave her so many references. Ma'am.
That Oblivion was precious, though. I appreciate it. It was like, oh, she's so cute. She don't even know, but she knows she knows. She's just being cute.
I can't.
She's entertaining the fans. I am the fans. So, for professional clapback
Thank
this
you.
Week,
Thank you.
I have something a little more unique. It's actually not necessarily a clapback. It can kind of, we can make it the tip of the week simultaneously if you would like.
Okay.
But it does have to relate to the corporate environment.
Okay.
It came up for me this period of the year, and I know some people get really intimidated by doing this, so that's why I kind of wanted to bring it up, because it is important. Don't be afraid to... speak up on what you need to take time away from the office for, mm-hmm. I'm not saying like necessarily referring to like mental health or anything at this mm-hmm. time. I'm more so referring to, I had a conversation with my manager, and it's so funny because my mom had the same one where we're in line about giving my manager a heads up that over the next 3 or so weeks, you're going to see me in and out the office a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's my doctor's office season. Like mm-hmm. I'm the type of person, I have my physical the same time of year, which is this time of year. I also have my lady. I'm going to see Dr. Wright.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I have my, wait, what's her name?
White. Ah, yes.
I can't.
Renita.
Renita White.
Yes.
Sylvia Wright.
Yes. There you go.
And I got to go see both of them. Did I tell you I'm about to get fillers?
Fillers where?
Underneath my eyes.
Why? Because they're
dark? For my 30th birthday. Bags and it helps with bags and darkness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, Lord.
I got to go make a consultation. I'm not doing this for 2020. 2021. Okay. Nonetheless. Okay. Speak up. I think it does help if you have a certain time of the year where a lot of your appointments mm-hmm. are. That makes mm-hmm. it easy for you to kind of let them know. But if don't not plan things and take care of yourself in fear yeah. of being out the office.
Yeah.
And some people will question you.
Mm-hmm.
My mother kind of received that from her manager that was like, well, make sure, you know, you're in the office or making up time. And if they say that, don't let that intimidate mm-hmm. you. Your health is more important.
Okay, because if something happened to you, they're going to replace your ass anyway.
Exactly. So don't be afraid to schedule your physicals. Go mm-hmm. to your aunt. Especially, I'm not saying that, you know, do a ton of cosmetic stuff.
If yeah. you know, like, just do your regular routine stuff. Maintenance. Your body needs maintenance.
And B, I have found that it's helpful to just be upfront with your manager mm-hmm. beforehand. That way they, you know, if you're missing in the middle of the day,
they know
they
why.
Know what's going on.
Yeah.
And they know, you know, it's better to have a healthy employee than someone that ultimately is struggling and then distracted and
mm-hmm.
gonna end up having to take more time off from work. So that's my tip of the week / professional clapback. Take care of yourselves, man.
That was good. I appreciate that. Also, my professional clapback is set boundaries.
Oh, amen.
Because I had to set a few this week. Girl. A few, okay?
Blocked.
To the point where they got blocked.
Which
is a lot. For me to have to block somebody that I'm regularly in contact with says a lot. But don't be afraid to set those boundaries. And I let everybody know, just in case you hear, yeah, I blocked them, and here's XYZ.
Right.
And if your people that you work with have your back and they're on your side, they won't give you any pushback as far as that. Because you're not going to disturb my peace.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, I don't work for you. This is a partnership. If you don't want to do your part in this partnership, then I'm going to remove myself.
Mm.
And whether or not you choose to come back is between you and Jesus. But my check is still going to clear.
You don't get paid to be abused by people.
You don't. You really don't. And I mean, that was my whole thing. I was like, y'all don't pay me enough for this shit? No. Uh-uh.
And if your superiors don't understand that, really evaluate whether that's the place,
for you. Need to be. Because had I done that and I got pushed back as far, well, why would you do that? And well, hold on now. Now I need to start looking, because if that's the way you're going to treat it when I tell you what has happened and I yeah. give you the facts, then it's a problem. And that's when you start deciding whether or not this is a place you still want to come
mm-hmm.
every day, and whether or not these are people that you want to work with, because boundaries are important. You have a life outside of work. This is what I do. This is not who I am.
Yeah.
And that's
you have
I'm
a
done.
Life and a mental capacity
yes.
outside of work. And
you, do.
You don't want being abused at work by clients or by peers
to run over into
exactly.
your real life.
Exactly.
You don't, because I'm telling y'all, it ran into my real life real quick, because it happened on a weekend. And I very quickly was like, this is not okay.
Yeah.
If it happens to me Monday, you know, during the week, okay, I might handle it. But you're not gonna break the boundary mm-hmm. and then disrespect me like that.
Yeah.
We will not be back next week because I'm going on vacation. I'm a much needed vacation.
Okay.
We will be back the week after next. I am off duty and off the clock starting next Thursday.
Amen.
And I will talk to y'all in 2 weeks.
We gonna have something special for y'all.
We are?
Remember we can do what we was talking about before we started recording for when we come back.
You're going to have to remind me.
Okay.
Okay.
Lord Jesus. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.